Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. We want to read it together. Shall we read it together? One go. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 7. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Praise the Lord. I want to share with you for day one, by the Spirit. By the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Please take your seats. The scripture we read is a prophetic rendering of what God was intending to do with his people. And he gave the prophetic word to the prophet in verse number 6. When he gave the prophetic word, he said the Lord was answering the prophet. He was taking him on a spiritual tour. He asked him what he was seeing. He was seeing correctly. He was responding and all of that. I believe strongly that if there is any time that we need to have a proper connection with the Lord, this is the time. A proper sensitivity to the voice of God and to the things that God reveals, this is the time. The prophet was well aligned and greatly positioned to be able to see exactly what God was showing him and to answer correctly. And then the Lord answered and spoke unto him, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. I believe that every season and the word God has for his people. This was a season where they needed to build, and God decided to give them the word. In this season at this TWC, there is a word for everyone here. The thing about the word of God is that you can easily miss it, even though it is easy to grasp. So you can be where God is speaking, and it takes a certain mind, it takes a certain spiritual preparedness to be able to hear exactly what God is saying. That's why over and over again you see in scripture, it says that he that has an ear, let him hear. Deeply, it talks to the obedient heart. You know, if you are obedient, then follow the word of the Lord. But it is also to the point that there are some people whose ears are grossly waxed, as the scriptures say, that in hearing you cannot hear and in discerning you cannot discern. And so there are some people who are, even though they are in church, they have lost the capacity to discern the voice of God, to hear the word of God, even when it is coming in a way that it shouldn't be missed. I am praying that during this conference, you will not miss the voice of God in Jesus' name. So he said, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. The word of the Lord is always unto someone. The Bible said there were many widows in Israel, but unto one was the prophet sent. And so the pastor may be preaching, God may be speaking to the church, but the different aspect of the word will be communicating, God will be communicating to specific people. And sometimes what he says to one, he says to all. Praise the Lord. But you should be determined that because I am here to receive the word of God, the specific word God has sent through his prophet to deliver unto me, I must not miss it. So this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So we are seeing three dimensions that things can work. And in this particular moment, the Lord was saying that because of what he was going to do, he had chosen the dimension of the spirit. The first dimension, according to this test, that things could work has to do with might. Say might. Might is professional strength. It's professional acumen. In fact, most of the time, might is used for military abilities. When a group of soldiers or an army comes together, the force that they exhibit is known as might. Say might. So, and that is a trained ability. So when we are talking about might, we are talking about trained ability. You could apply it to certificate. You could apply it to your professional skill, talent, career, and things that you have been trained to do. Are you here with me at all? Then power has to do with the ability inherent to do things. Ability inherent to do things. It could also mean that power could also mean an attainable position. You know, like a political power, a chieftaincy power, power of a husband, of a wife, the power of a manager. It's a position that you can also, you know, appropriate in achieving things. Sometimes you can have power in a network, or power within a family, or power within a church, power within a particular translocal or transnational space. If you are here, say I'm here. So he says, whether it's natural power inherent or professional power acquired by training, he says that things can be done. But in this particular moment, he said, it shall not be by professional training, neither will it be by power inherent in you as a natural power, but it shall be by my spirit, saith the Lord. And in all these things, in this tripod, the workings by the Spirit is superior to that of might and of power. Because you could have might and it's not working with the Spirit. You could have might and it's not working with power, or power and it's not working with the Spirit. But the Spirit can work with power and might at the same time. Are you here with me at all? The Spirit has the ability to work with your natural abilities or potentials together with your professional training. The Spirit can actually come upon them and energize all these things and make their fruitfulness or make their productivity increase to a certain dimension. So I'm praying tonight that as in the days of Zechariah and Zerubbabel, it shall be that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you and bring performance in Jesus' mighty name. It has to do with performance. It has to do with the Spirit working through us, in us, and with us. And so we can see that the Spirit can work for us, with us, and make things happen. And he said in the verse 7 that this is what the Spirit will do. The great mountain shall become a plain. That's the Spirit. The mountain stands for challenges. It stands for barriers. It stands for problems sometimes. And he says that whatever was before the people of God at the time was looking very mountainous. It was looking Herculean. It was looking gigantic, gargantuan. You know, some years ago we learned a word like that in Ghana. It was looking very big and unsurmountable. But he says that when the Spirit is working with you, in you, and for you, the mountain shall be leveled as a plain. That means that the Spirit can help us to perform beyond what our natural abilities can give us, and can bring down things that are higher and stronger than us. In fact, the Lord himself said in Psalm 105 verse 24 that the Lord increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. God knows that you could have enemies that are stronger than you. He knows that you could have challenges that are stronger than you. When you look at the Psalms, how David was praying in certain instances, he was asking the Lord to deliver him from enemies that were stronger than him. and situations that were overwhelming and that were stronger than him. And the reason why he was praying and seeking the face of God was to receive the help of God to be able to overcome those challenges. No matter who you are as a child of God, there are things that are going to challenge you or face you. If you're a child of God, things will come after you. Things will confront you. Giants will face you. Mountains will stand tall before you. And in those moments, you need the Spirit of God to be able to do that. Overcome them. In Acts chapter 3, we read about Peter and John going into the temple at the hour of prayer. Then they saw a problem before them. Was a sick man. A man who was sick from the womb of the mother. They said that money answereth all things. But in this instance, money could not answer it. And so they called on the name of the Lord. And they told the man that the problem you have, if we gave you all the money in BOG, it will still not solve your problem. So we need something beyond what money, what silver and gold, you know, can offer. In any way, I've heard that, is it Gold Board or BOG? They are selling some gold. Have you heard? Is it true? BOG is true. Please go to BOG and buy some. I'm doing a commercial break. Don't eat all your money. Buy some. Gold is ounce, right? Buy some ounce. Buy something. Put there. Gold board. Buy something. BOG. Buy something. We are talking by the Spirit. Spirit is talking to you. The Spirit will help you get the gold. And the gold will help you in a time. You will be calling the Spirit. The Spirit say, no. 2025 December. I ask you to get the gold because I knew you were going to need the gold in 2027, 2048. So now that you need gold, don't come and disturb the Spirit. That's why the Spirit will give us advanced knowledge. It will give us what? It's okay. Last weekend they did sales for wig and all manner of things. All manner of hair matter. You are going to do the sales. Black Friday, you have done. You bought all the gadgets. The rest of the money, buy the gold. Buy what? Okay, oh. We're there here. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Peter and John went to the Spirit for help to cure the sick man. You have to understand that one of the durable solutions that a child of God has, in fact, the primary durable solution that a child of God has is receiving help from the Holy Spirit. It's receiving what? Help from the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14, verse 16, John 14, 16, it says that, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. That word comforter simply means the Holy Spirit. And in Greek, it means paraclete. Paraclete simply means your help or helper, your comfort or comforter. Are you here with me? Your sustainer or sustenance, the Holy Spirit is in us to help us. He said, he may abide with you forever. Verse number 17. Please check 17. He said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Praise the Lord. So, we have an advantage as believers that we have what is called the Holy Spirit. Not every unbeliever will have the opportunity for the Holy Spirit to be working around them. The Holy Spirit can choose to work around an unbeliever, But it is not their bona fide that the Holy Spirit will stay in them and work in them and around them. But the believer is a believer because when you have Jesus, his spirit lives in you. Praise the Lord. That's why you can say that I'm a believer. And he lives in you and he is also with you, working in you and for you, upon you and around you. Praise the Lord. Lift up your right hand and say, the Holy Spirit is in me, working in me, working also for me and around me. It's in me and with me. Praise the Lord. So that you have a helper. What do you have? You have a comforter. What do you have? A comforter. The unbeliever doesn't have that. So you have an advantage having a spirit, or the spirit living in you and working around you for you. That simply means that you and I must do better than the unbeliever because we have an advantage. You must always, at all times, do better than the unbeliever. Everything an unbeliever does, you should be able to do it. Might and power. What the level they cannot attain to is the level you and I, is our primary level. Our primary level is the spirit level. What is the level? The spirit level is our primary level. Why do I say so? Jesus told them, he said, tarry ye here in Jerusalem until the spirit comes upon you. Before you move, wait for the spirit before you move. That means that the spirit level is the initial point for the movement of the child of God. The child of God doesn't move because power is on ground, doesn't move because might is on ground. The child of God has certification for movement when the spirit is active and on ground in your life. Am I talking to someone now? That's why you cannot just move because you know how to do something. You cannot just move because you have power and knowledge to do something. You move because the spirit is asking you to move. Romans 8:11. Romans 8:11 and then to 14. Look at what it says. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. So we have a quickening of the spirit in us that unbelievers don't have. The spirit of God. He said, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. We don't live after the flesh. We have a higher sense. Praise the Lord. 13 says that, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye live through the spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Then verse 14 says that, for as many as are led by the spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So, the believer does not just move because you have legs to move. You don't move because you have ideas to move. You don't do because you have, you know, control over things. You are a true believer because you are led by what? The Spirit. That's your primary point. And it's always higher than the starting point of an unbeliever. You always have headroom because you are dealing with the Spirit. And so I pray that in this conference, you will really receive the help of the Spirit in Jesus' name. Oh, may your heart be open to receive the Spirit. Shout a louder amen. Amen. And we have capacity. We have capacity to walk with the Spirit. If you look at scriptures, how scriptures are wired. Ephesians 3:20. It talks about Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. You see, he is able to do, there is the power of God that is at work in us. And as a result of that, we are able to do, or he is able to do in us, through us, for us, exceeding abundantly above what we think or ask. I mean, the Spirit can do far, far more than we ask, or far, far more than we think. But the unbelievers, they talk about the power of the mind. Are you here with me at all? They talk about power of networking, power of the mind. But he's saying that what the Spirit does according to his power in us exceeds thinking and asking. So when we pray, the Spirit, you know, Romans says the Spirit itself, but the Spirit himself takes over the prayer and distributes it according to the will of God, because the Spirit knows the mind of God. So when you are with the Spirit and you are praying in the Spirit, you have no chance missing the will of God, because you are in the will of God when you are with the Spirit. Is God talking to somebody now? And so when you are praying like that, he said the Spirit itself maketh intercession on your behalf. That's why somebody here, your future is sorted because of the Spirit. You know, because as we are praying like this, there are things bothering you for tomorrow, things bothering you for next year, things bothering you for the end of this year and all of that. But he says that as you are aligned with the Spirit, he himself is making intercessions. Imagine the Spirit praying through your spirit as you are praying. It's too beautiful. Say, I have an advantage by the Spirit. I can't hear you. Say, I have an advantage by the Spirit. Barakasa. Can you speak in the Spirit? If you speak in the Spirit, speak in the Spirit. If you don't speak in the Spirit, pray, Holy Spirit, help me. Koshapata lekota. You have to come up. You have to come up. Come up. Come up. Come alive. Mesele kokoshete lebrekete. Embele kokosa la bataya. Geliaso prekita la kataya. Receive the strength of the Lord. Receive the vibrancy of the Spirit. Meleklo sepretika la krakasa. Focus on the Spirit. Masila koto saliata. Embelege. Begin to prophesy. I have advantage with the Spirit. I have advantage in the Spirit. With the Spirit. In the Spirit. With the Spirit, in the Spirit, with the Spirit of God is in me and is working with me. Therefore, I have an advantage. Masola kapara soliata, itolabra lakasele tokolasa, esele preteke. I have an pay attention and focus. Be serious. Spirit, I pray for your advantage. I pray for your advantage. Soda mana kosaya, shekola paratosa, itele prekele soya. My God, basokla patala sele, sendele bedeketeya. The Holy Spirit, you are my advantage. Mantala baba shakala baba rantala baba shalabalagabada ente lagabaraba solabalagadaba eshalakalebedebedebede lekwatala badabarabada eselebelekelebredika esoda baradada solaganabadada antala badagalaba sadalabada eshadalebedegadebede eshakatala balakanabada asola badabada badada asadali madalagadabada melekwata sadaba. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2, verse 17, Acts chapter 2, verse 17, we see that there is an end time prophecy for our generation. He said, and it shall come to pass. Prophecy was first given in Joel. He said, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams, covering everywhere. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. On the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit of the Lord landed, landed on a certain number of people, the disciples who were waiting for him. When the Spirit landed, it changed the dynamics of the people who were recipient of the Spirit. You remember that Peter denied Jesus 3 times when Jesus was undergoing trial. He denied Jesus 3 times, including a small girl threatening Jesus. Peter, that I think you are one of the disciples of Jesus. He said, no way. No. I don't know the man. I'm not part of that group. He was a fear man. A man who was afraid to say that I am associated with Jesus. And so he just distanced himself. He said, I don't know him. In fact, when Jesus was with them, at some point, Peter and the rest, they even left and came back. Sometimes Jesus went and recovered them. Yes, he went on break. So many people in church, they go on break. You are not the first to do it. Peter did it. But because it was not good, Jesus recovered him. And this guy who said to Jesus that you lie, you will not die. You are not permitted to die. We love you so much, we will not allow you to die. You remember Jesus rebuked him? I said, you that is doing mouth like this. The akuko will not burn. And 3 times you will just deny me for fun. By the time there was kokroko, 3 times, then Jesus' eye met Peter's eye. I said, Piero, I told you. This guy was a fisherman. He thought he loved Jesus so much until pressure came to bear. And when pressure came to bear, he denied Jesus 3 times. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon him, he stood up in boldness and started declaring, men and brethren, this is it that was prophesied by Prophet Joel. That in the last days I will pour out my... He said, we are not men who are drunk. Oh. We are not drunk. It's not like we are mad or we are foolish people. We have gotten to a point, something has come upon us. And therefore we have become very bold and we have become another people. We are not normal, we are not natural again. Our boldness is that we are no longer scared. We want to die. He started preaching. He started preaching with boldness. And when they would arrest them and put them in jail, when they release them, now he goes back again. He says that we even count it a privilege. I mean, the man received boldness when the Spirit came upon him. When the Spirit comes upon you, you become another man. What do you become? Say, Spirit, come upon me like never before. Say, Holy Spirit, I activate your boldness and all the courage, all the miraculous in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, I carry the Spirit. Therefore, I have advantage before men and systems. I have advantage before men and systems. God became very bold. Was preaching to the people who were arresting him. He said, take me back, let me preach to them again. They will arrest him, you preach to them again. They said they will kill him. He said, we are dead men. When you carry the Spirit, you are not afraid to die. Nobody can scare you with, you are married, you are not married. Nobody can scare you with, you will be pregnant, you will not be pregnant. Because when you carry the Spirit registers in your heart your advantage. What does it do?
It is the spirit that causes us to triumph always in Christ. It gives you a mentality, a faith of triumph in your heart. It's a register in your spirit. The spirit of God bears witness with your spirit of the things that eye has not seen, ear have not heard, that have not entered the heart of man, what God has prepared for you and I, but it's been revealed to us by the spirit.
It is rare to lose your confidence when you rely on the Spirit. It's rare to backslide when you rely on the Spirit. It's rare to lose the end of your profession of faith when you rely on the Spirit. See, you can have the Spirit and not rely on the Spirit. Ebalakapataha. It is a divine platform. Are you here with me at all? It's a divine. You can rely on might. You can rely on power. You can rely on your sensory mechanisms. And you can also choose to rely on the Spirit. That choice to repose all your confidence and trust in the abilities of the Spirit is what gives stability and progress to life as a Christian. Because sometimes you don't know whether it will happen or it will not happen. But when you are with the Spirit, John chapter 3 says that. It says that the wind bloweth where it listeneth. Allah kapatakaya. And no man can tell of his direction. It says that so is the man of the Spirit. The man of the Spirit, he has this conscious divine assurance in his spirit. That even though I'm not seeing what I am expecting, I know that the Spirit is working and I shall not fall short of it. It's a blessed assurance that I'm not losing my mind. It's a blessed assurance that I'm not getting depressed. It's a blessed assurance that no matter what is happening, I'm not going down. Because he that descended is the same that ascended. And when he ascended on high, he gave gift unto men. Are you here at all? When he ascended, he ascended with me. No matter whatever is happening, when you have the Spirit, there's a way out. There is what? Tell somebody it's by the Spirit. It's by the Spirit. You have to choose which platform you want to operate on. Thomas said, I want to see before I will believe. Jesus said, blessed are you who have not seen and yet believing. You're operating on a platform that doesn't give you physical evidence, physical visibility for reality. The reality is there even when your eye has not seen. By the Spirit you have seen that is there. By the Spirit you see that this church is bigger than we look right now. Are you here at all? By the Spirit you see that there are more pastors, there are more leaders, there are more members, there are more branches, there are more properties. You see by the Spirit, by the eye of the Spirit and the confidence of the Spirit, you can see that you are more than how you are looking right now. The Spirit, you Spirit platform, by the Spirit, Kemala Kapahasa, Shebele Keteke, Rakopahasata, Lekwatakata, Meletoklotosefe, Zelia Pataka. When you are on medicine, if it is necessary to be on medicine, you have to find a way that whilst you are appropriating the medicine, you'll be activating your spirit platform. For if the spirit of he, Romans 8:11, that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, the same spirit. See, medicine can remove the symptoms and even try sometimes to remove the root cause of the problem, but we are not sure. But when the Spirit comes in, when the Spirit is activated, he would make you whole. He won't just heal you. He will make you whole and you will not go back to that sickness again. There was a man, mad in the bush, living in the graveyard. When he met Jesus, Kalavahasa.
Separate. All the demons causing the madness, they knew that the advantage had come. And from that time, the man became another person. I submit to you tonight that as you become more conscious of the spirit, you are becoming another person in Jesus' name. Lift your hand. Say, I'm not ordinary. This is our week. Say, I'm not ordinary. The spirit of God is at work in me. One more time. Say, I'm not ordinary. The spirit is at work in me. Therefore, I have advantage. Advantage. I will not see the wind. I will not see the rain. But the spirit is at work in my life. I don't need to see a physical evidence. I don't need to have men moving for me. But by the spirit of the Lord, the mountain shall become a plain, and the valley shall be raised, saith the spirit of God. When the Holy Ghost came upon them on that Pentecost day, they were turned into another man. Yeah, regular guys became so anointed and so bold, powerful, that some of them, their shadows began to move things. Shadows began to heal the sick. Their faith just increased. They began to do things they couldn't do before. They were empowered supernaturally. We are not waiting for the spirit to come upon us. Spirit is already living in us. Are you here at all? The spirit is already living in us. Why am I not doing these things? Because the grace that the spirit comes with, it increases when your knowledge about Jesus, the word of God, increases. You don't know who you are. You don't know your capabilities. That's why he says you would die like mere men. But ye are gods. Praise the Lord. Say, I'm a God. One more time. Say, I'm a God. Why am I a God? Because my Father is Almighty God. And his DNA is running in me. I am made in the image and the likeness of my Father. Are you here with me at all? Peter says that I have partaken of his divine nature. 1 John says that as he is in heaven, so are we here on earth. So everything produces after its own kind. And if I have been born of the flesh before by my parent, but in Christ I have been born of the spirit, or by the spirit. John chapter 1. Not born after the flesh nor of blood, but born of the spirit. As many as received him, he gave them the power to move to the platform of the spirit. We have an adoption. We've been adopted. Zembele kotoshkada. We have assumed our DNA has changed. You are a new breed, a new creature. It's not an old that has been repaired. This is a new breed. This world has not seen your type. Am I preaching to somebody here at all? So when you are here and you are making decrees, making claims of promises that are in your name according to scriptures by redemption, and you are appropriating them by faith, don't begin to think like ordinary men, because you are a different breed. And because of your nature, when you speak, things happen that affect your nature. The natural man, my God, may not have that effect because it's of another nature. But you are of the nature of the spirit. And so when you speak, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. The life of the new creature responds to the words of the Lord. So when the Bible says you are healed, it says that when this new creature, when you want to be healed, you just say it. Say it by faith. Say, let the weak say, I am what? Strong. He said, this new creature, it will respond to it.
Remember, the new creature is not an old creature. Ezekiel says that the new creature in redemption, the old heart of stone has been removed. And you have been given a new heart of flesh. This heart has the ability to obey the instructions of God. And you have been cleansed with his clean water. I love it. It responds to everything supernatural from the Holy Spirit. Let the poor say, I am rich. You see, the unbeliever can say, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich, and never be rich because their nature doesn't respond to saying, I am rich by faith and becoming rich. But you are not analog, you are digital. Are you here with me at all? You are celestial. You are not terrestrial. They are earthly. You are supernatural. The Bible says that he that cometh from above is above all. And because your nature is supernatural, you have a whole different set of rules and principles that work for you. That's why you cheat yourself trying to become like a mere man. That's why wiring your emotions like your mother who doesn't know the Lord as you do is making a BMW engine like a Tico engine. You're trying to become something that you are not. You know, and when you have fully become that Tico engine, you try to use what works on BMW on Tico. Yeah. When you have regressed from your supernatural nature to natural nature, then you try to use the things that work for us on that nature, which will not work. Said the natural man does not understand the spirit. He doesn't even know the spirit. Doesn't even respond to the spirit. Lift your hand. Say, I'm a supernatural being. One more time. Say, I'm a supernatural being. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And they work in my life. Say, the declarations of the word of the Lord produce life in my life. Life in my destiny. Prosperity in my pathway. In my pathway is life. There is no distraction. Say, I am blessed because the word of God says so. And because the words that I speak, they are spirit that affect my destiny, I declare I am blessed. And so the blessings will manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. The new creature, Satan cannot harm you more than you can harm yourself. Today I was surprised. Some professors were in a meeting. I was privileged to be there. And one of the students who is doing his PhD thesis, the top person in this country, came and said, maybe playfully, I don't think I'll finish my PhD. The female professor rebuked him sharply. He said, shut up. Never say that. There are only two instances where people don't finish their PhD when they start. Either you are out of the realm and we cannot get in touch with you, or you are dead. Like one of the students who unfortunately passed recently. He said, are you going to die? He said, no. He said, never say. Say, in this center we record high rate of completion. Never say with your mouth. This is academic. Professor is saying, never say. Obisan, so what do you mean? I say, never say. What do you mean? Never say. If you're a Christian, there are things you never register in the spirit. Too much bullet in your mouth to be shooting anyhow. Never say. Let the weak say. The Lord knew that Charlie, things will press you and make you feel weak. Then he's giving you an antidote.
don't confirm that wickedness. Because though you are in this world, you are not of this world. Are you here at all? Say, I am strong, and the strength of Jehovah will be available unto you. Say, I am rich, and every door that will produce that resource will open unto you clear. Is God talking to somebody now? Say, I have an advantage by the Spirit. We are going somewhere. I will cut it briefly and we'll come and continue tomorrow. But today you need to have that consciousness that I am not ordinary. It's a consciousness. We are going to school, but I'm not ordinary. There is something that I will bring on board my schooling by the Spirit that will give me an advantage. Mary said, may it be unto me according to your word. Angel rebuked Zechariah sharply. He said, you don't talk like that. You don't talk like that. Shut up there. When the Spirit is working with you, there's a way you posture yourself, there's a way you talk. Are you here with me at all? Won't he ask your cry? He said, be on the side of God. Be talking like God. Be behaving like God. Be anticipating based on how God is showing you things and leading you and saying things. Flow with the Spirit, not with your mind. Paul said, when I'm speaking with the Spirit, I don't try to make my mind fruitful. I don't try. It won't work at all. Because, you see, Jesus said that, I have many things to tell you, but because you don't have the mental capacity to comprehend, I'm not going to tell you. But I'm going to allow, he said, when the Spirit comes, he will take all these complex models and he will just simplify them for you in your spirit. Then you will understand with the understanding of the Spirit. But if you are trying to understand with this, your medulla oblongata, this your brain here, your head will burst because it doesn't have enough storage capacity for this kind of resource. Are you here at all? So you need the Spirit's expansion. The Spirit can contain that level of knowledge, that level of access, that level of resource. He says that when the Spirit comes, he will take what is of me and show it to you. But because the Spirit is living in your spirit, you will be able to comprehend what is revealed is for the children of men. Secret things belong to the Spirit. When the Spirit reveals it to you, but we say, Gina, our spirit just said, time also. It's time. Are you here at all? Yeah. The Spirit gives you that capacity. Gives you that advantage. See that you are there now, that alert system of the Spirit. You say, school. Business. Are you here at all? Promotion. Marriage. Are you here? Rise and go. Then your flesh will be telling you, sleep. The flesh is always contending with the Spirit, some way, somehow. So you learn to be on the platform of what? The Spirit, by faith. The natural man cannot receive anything from God. If you remain like this, you will not receive. It is an advantage to you as a child of God to walk in the Spirit, to move by the Spirit. It's life. He said, it is that the Spirit that quicken it. The letter kill it. The flesh kill it. It is the Spirit that quicken it. Wow. That's why you don't hear me say, it's a man to be a nipa. Nipa ni yeguma horo. The word homo sapien, monkeys are part of it. You and I, we are part of it. Different levels. Which level are you? Redemption. spirit level, not by might, not by power, but by my word, spirit. And the spirit platform can accommodate everything redemption accommodates. Can accommodate your business, can accommodate your family, can accommodate your finances. Are you here with me? Yeah, Jesus, one day he was there when the disciples came to say that the people they are asking us of our tax and all of that. Jesus said, okay, let's go to the crypto platform of the spirit. Pew! Cast your net this side. You catch a fish, open the mouth, bring the Bitcoin. Bring it out. Bring the gold coin. Spirit platform for cash. God willing, tomorrow, that's where we're going today. But let's do the base first. We are going to become so big as individuals. We are going to become so big. I just have to tell you how you are going to become. You'll be looking for yourself. You won't find yourself. In the book of Acts, when they subscribed to the spirit platform, people brought so much in the church. The Bible said that none was hungry, none was weak, none was found wanting. They became so big that they couldn't find any poor person or weak person in the church. So big because of the spirit platform. Prior to that, weak people, poor people, they were always crying and fighting over food. And when you check on the spirit platform, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes can just feed a whole city, and we'll still have we'll have enough to gather. That's tomorrow, that's where we are going. You will have enough to gather. You will never have dryness and lack in your life because of the spirit. Not by might, not by power. In other words, don't look to your job to be your source. In other words, don't look to your skill, your talent. Even though they are all important, don't look to anything natural to be your source. First of all, recognize the spirit as your primary source. Then he can make all these things begin to work for you. The spirit can make your might work, can make your power work. Sabadaba. Spirit can make your marriage start working. Are you here with me? Yeah. I remember when I was doing my undergrad. I would learn. You know, there's a time where you want to be a student. You just check and learn. I'll be just getting 15 over 20 quiz, 14 over 20. I said, you sissy, don't try. If you want to give yourself chance, always pass that 15 marks. Be going up, getting closer. 20. But I just found out one thing. When I try to be very normal and I want to be student, everything starts coming down. So I said, no. I'm not a normal student. When everybody goes to sleep, Sika is here. I'll be on the UCC street. Everybody knows. Maybe they should name the street Francis Obin Street. Meroka Shapara Gada 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 Gada. 12 midnight we are dead. Prayer hours. I'll go and sleep. Sometimes I'll miss the first lecture. They will go. But when they come and I read the note, the thing is very clear in my head. I'll just be teasing like LP and Abinada. Why you people worry yourself? You wake up and machina mutimi come on call lectures. When I'm not praying, I'll go to the library. You know, I try to be a student. The thing was not working. I'll go to the library. I'll read. The thing will just pass here away. But when I'm praying, I'll just take their note. I'll just read it. The thing is clear to me. Very clear to me. My help was in the name of the Lord. It was on the platform. It's like when I pray, my mind now becomes very active. I will read, though, but I always needed a foundation of the spirit to make the other things work. When the spirit is not on ground, the mind is not fruitful. For me, I don't know about you. And when I'm answering questions, my mind, when I prayed like that, I'm behind paper, my mind can picture book numbers. Pew, 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 pew. Whoa! It's like I have some camera in my head. But when I've not prayed and I've just invested so much in the book, I become carnal. This is what the Israelites tried to be. They tried to become like the other nations. Then they went into trouble. God said, I want to lead you myself. From today, the Spirit himself will lead you. That amen is not strong at all. So rise up and he says, Spirit, help me. Nay, I'm doing the service with you. Spirit, lead me where my trust is with our bodies. Just help me, Holy Spirit. This pressure. This hypertension, help me. Koda badaga badagada. Salakwa kanila sopraya. Intakwala. Some of you are here, it's like you are getting depression. What depression? Zemele koko pahala katas. Holy Spirit, take over my mind. Mekrekeketekle kokosha. Isola braga daga 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 das. Sebre daga 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 das. Shalaka daga 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 da. Malaka kaparakata. Jakwala kakapata. Every nerve and cell, every muscle, every tissue, every bone in my body aligned to the word of God, to the power of God. Ebelegege shalata lataya. Entekelekekete. I claim whatever the Lord has given me in the market. I claim as I go out there, help of God has gone ahead of me. Angels have gone ahead of me. I receive whatever God has released to me, and nothing God has sent to me will I miss. I receive the help of the Spirit because I have shifted on the platform of the Spirit, and therefore whatever is there is mine. I claim it by faith. Ishala gaba da gada, atora bada da da da, esele pete kete kete, eshala baba da gada bata. Jesus, pastor, sister, brother. If you are not married, when you shift on the platform of the spirit, every male has his mate. Every male. Are you here with me? It's on that platform that he said, God, release, merge me, connect me. Connect me with that partner, that divine partner. Every Kibara Sokra, he said, be fruitful and multiply. On that platform is when you begin to claim the children that are gifts from God. On that tip, it is only on that platform that the children become a reality to your spirit, and you are able to claim, I claim my sons and daughters. Are you here at all? I claim my sons and daughters. On that platform, you have power against the devil. Are you here at all? On that platform, Jacob shifted and went on that platform. The Bible said that, and as a prince, you have power with God and with men. You have the only place you have power is when you shift. Marakapata kasha, sheleko prakata kaya, ekele preketeke, ekwala balakata. Any small time you have and you are free, you are there now. You are praying in your heart. You are praying in your spirit. Ishokala balakataka. We are too ordinary, even though we are supernatural. The eagle can behave like a chicken because it's not exploring. It's not exploring its capabilities of flying and being an eagle. It's not exploring. You need to explore. Let rivers of living waters break out of your spirit. I don't need to see anything. It's already working because that's my reality. Speak in the spirit. Shaka patakaya. Shaloko patahaya. Ikala mandala kapa. Isula brakanda labaha. Itela makapataha. Isutalia kapataya. Atila manda kapaka kakaya. Oh yes, 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 yes. Malakoko peresesele. I claim the strength of the Spirit. I claim the might of the Spirit. Paul prayed, he said that he will strengthen you in your innermost man with might. Okala parikusala. Ikendeleko parakata. I refuse to be weak. I refuse to be natural. I am supernatural. My realities are supernatural. I have abilities, I have opportunities in the spirit. Marako shalaya. There may be scarcity in the natural, but my God shall supply all my needs in the spirit. There is no scarcity. In the spirit there is abundance. In the spirit there is supply. In the spirit ayakapata eleke prekekepete eshalaba lakapata laba. In the spirit there is victory. Oh, no defeat. In the spirit, no case against you shall remain, because God is a judge. The blood of Jesus is mediating on your behalf. Jesus said, whatever the Father has given unto me, no man will be able to take it away from me, because I'm operating on the platform of the Spirit. Mashele Mikolaya. Empelisute. 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 Empelentole Melesoya. Empetola Barakola Pele. Eshekola Palakabaha. Asala pakataka, asala pelekepete, asaka kalapa, etele preketelebe, eshaka lapata, ekwala papataya, eshala kepetelia, eshala kapatala kapa, asala kapataya, eshala pelekete, eshaka lapataya, eshala pe. Lift your hands and pray. The spirit strength is made available. Available in you. Hey. Open your mouth. Come on. Come on. Come on. Sababa kapata kapata. Eshalebe kapetelebe. Eshalaka patata lababa. Come on now, come on now, come on now, come on now, come on now. Walk in your advantage. Ashalaka patatala. Ashalaka patala. Ashalaka palataka. Ashataka. kapata, ashala kapata, ashala kapata, ashala kapata, atalia pakapata, ashaka tapata, ala kuata tala, atela mele mete, ashala kapata, ashala kapata. Begin to name it, begin to claim it. The Lord said to me, let my people name it, let them claim it. I don't know what you are believing, God, but on the platform of the Spirit, name it and claim it. Adam named all the animals and so they were. Name it and claim it. Mashata la patata, ala pala kuatata la, isala batata pata, isola babata pata, isata la babata. Name that marriage. Name that pregnancy. Name that job. Name that visa. Name that healing. And claim it. Name it and claim it. Ashaka patata la. Itala babaka pata. Ishaka la patakata. Isokla patala. Ikapata la kapata. Ishakata la kapata. Ikapata kapata. Ashaka pataka. Name it and claim it. Name it. Whatever you ask in my name, I will give you. Ikalapatala. Name it and claim it. Shaka patala. That your joy will be full. This month of December, I name and claim that person at the hospital, that person in the intensive care, let that cancer, let that sickness, let that pregnancy that has started bleeding, let it stop right now. Let that barrenness stop. Let that demotion, let that deportation, let that evil process stop. This week, this month, this December, we name and claim our testimonies. It's our month of testimonies. Whatever God has said this year, Father, package all for us. In this December, package all for us. We declare right now, we take delivery of our packages. In this December, the end of every case that is a troubling case, the end of every propaganda accusation, the end of every...
Whatever, Father, you have promised us this year that you package all into this month of December. Father, package all. Rakota da badosa, apada bada bada, apada bada kosa bada bada, apada bada 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 bada, asuna bada asuna bada bada, apada bada bada, atuna bada bada, asuna bada, atuna bada 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 bada, pela kosa suala kwa, anta bada 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 bada, atuna bada.
Receive your healings as the Spirit is
testimonies everywhere. Mashallah Gabada. Aleila Pataya. Isalapaya. Ashalabadaba. Let miracles happen here. Let it happen in your homes. Let it happen in the hospitals. Let it happen in the marketplace. Miracles everywhere. Let there be miracles. We release miracles. We release testimonies everywhere. Testimonies everywhere. Testimonies everywhere. Testimonies everywhere. Mashallah patala adora babatala etele pelegete eshala patala atula pariasa ashatala pa adora patata itora bataya atula predia atula predia atula predia atula predia atula predia elekoli salaya atala patata ratatata ratatata ashala pata atala pata ashala pata ashala pata la patata. The last 5 minutes, lay your claim. I am in this testimony conference, this world of testimonies. My Father, let every mountain be leveled as a plain. Every mountain by your spirit. Every mountain be leveled as a plain. Be leveled as a plain by the spirit. I command every mountain, every mountain by the spirit be leveled. Every problem, every challenge that is a mountain, we command you now, be moved into the sea. Shift now by the spirit. Let the mountain move. Let the mountain shift. Let the mountain move. Let the mountain shift. Right now. By the spirit. By the spirit. By the spirit. Mashalaba. Ashalaba. Itoraba. Shalapeta. Atulia Mala. Isalabanda. We pray for the advantage of the spirit. The advantage of the spirit. The advantage of the spirit. La capatata. Ikula pataya. Isulepa. Shalamanda. Elekepete. Eshalepete. Isualapata. Now lift your hands. Continue to pray. Receive the ministration of the spirit. Lift your hands. There is an outpouring. There is an overflow. There is an overflow. There is an overflow. Ashalabadaba. Ashalabadaba. Overflow of the spirit. Overflow of the spirit. There's an overflow. Holy Ghost. Shalabada da 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 Jesus. Help of the Spirit. Help of the Spirit. By the Spirit. By the Spirit.
Help of the Spirit. Help us, God.
Help us, God.
Help us, God.
Yes. Lift your hands. Raise your head to Jehovah. Somebody who has been bleeding through the nose, that bleeding has ceased right now. Shekola paraka da 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 da. Eshekele melekeke. Lift your hands. Speak in the spirit. Come on now. Come on now. It's your moment of advantage. It's your moment of advantage. Sheleko parakeregede. Spirit of the Lord is saying, in the next 72 hours, starting from tonight, testimonies are overflowing for people here. People watching on the internet, testimonies are overflowing. Testimonies in your body, testimonies through your helpers, news that you must hear. Testimony, ayaya, ayaya, tola malagada. Deals and contracts and openings and all manner of news, all manner of financial openings, all manner of industrial openings. Marketplace opening. All manner of open doors. Doors are ayaya. Doors are open. I hear answers in 72 hours. Starting from tonight. Answers. 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 Receive answers. Receive open doors. Doors are open. Answers are released. Testimonies are released. Receive them now. Receive them now. Receive them now. Receive them now. Healings are happening. Healings. Healing in the house. Healing in the hospital. Healing. Aya Tolamalagada. Ashele Petele. All manner of testimonies and miracles are happening. Receive. 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 Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Eyes are healed. Ears are healed. Yes. Yokes are broken. Yokes are destroyed. Deliverances have happened. Yes. The prison doors are open. The cages are open. People are raised from the cage. Right now. Right now. Right now. The lights are falling onto you. In pleasant places. Receive your favor. Receive your favor. The blessing of your basket. Receive it right now. All of a sudden, may the Spirit make it out. May the Spirit work it out. May the Spirit work it out. May your bones be healed. Spirit work it out. Spirit work it out. Let the brain align. Spirit work it out. Mashatata. Ikulapata. Ashatata. Ashatata. May God raise your hand.
I reverse decisions. I reverse now.
is your destiny. Rise now. May your head be raised. 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 May Jehovah raise your head. May Jehovah raise your head. May Jehovah raise your head. Right now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Receive speed. Receive speed. Receive speed. There is a breakout of testimonies. All of you watching online, there is a breakout. Deportation decisions are canceled. Deportation decisions are canceled. They are reversed. Legalities are reversed. Immigration doors are open. There is a breakout of healings, of autistic children, of cancer, of incurable diseases, sicknesses that are to be managed, pressure that is never going down. I speak to it right now. Let it become normal. Let the cholesterol be normal. Let the stroke leave. Let the cholesterol be normal. The pressure, the stroke, the cancer, the health grow again. The bone be healed. The nerves be healed. The cells be healed. The muscles be healed. Right now, every organ, the kidneys, the liver, the lungs, the heart, the spine, the spleen, the back, the throat, be healed right now. Be healed right now. Be healed.
Keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. 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 This is your moment of advantage. Keep praying, keep praying. I see the hand of the Lord raising you. I see the hand of the Lord raising you. Keep praying. Shekekeleke patala. Ikala baba. Shekeleke kapete. Ele kolo palagada. Shalaga yalagada. May the Lord speak for you. May the Spirit work for you. May the Spirit make it happen. Let that condition in your body change by the Spirit. Yes, Lord.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.